From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was abbreviated.
Abbreviated? Yeah.
Yep.
I know that feeling.
Well, I went in on my Friday for a little while.
Yeah.
Which ended up being all day.
Yeah,
which ended up making up for one of my sick days. So okay. I don't have to take that PTO day. So I got Saturday off.
Well, that's good. You got something.
Yeah.
Something to show for the weekend. Besides, you know, sitting around watching live PD. That's what I did. I tell you what.
What's wrong with that?
Not a thing. So there are silver linings to bad habits they're finding now. And I thought that this is the one that really shocks me. Using filler words like and ah, more, which everybody says, oh, stop that. It makes you look unintelligent and, you know, all that. More and more research is finding that filler words actually help us absorb what someone is saying.
For me, is that why you say so much?
I do it because, you know, my brain doesn't work. So that's my problem.
For me, I have not stuttered. Occasionally I'll stutter. But I've stammered all my life.
Right, right.
So I'll get stuck.
Yeah.
And even when I was playing the piano in my younger days, I would sometimes stammer with my fingers on the piano. You know, you'd have to get to that next note.
Right.
And it can be real quick. And so I got into a really bad habit of looking away if I get stuck and I know that the words are going to start tripping.
Well,
I
now
look
if you'll
away.
Say and instead of stammering.
I have to get it out, though.
Then people will think they can absorb what you're saying more fully. Also, people who are hardworking and highly conscientious tend to use more filler words. Hardworking and conscientious.
Is that where the word is like a filler word?
Like for sure. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on?
Well, you're not going to like this one.
I'm not.
Pete Davidson is one lucky son of a gun.
Bastard.
Yeah. Mr. Saturday Night Live. Apparently, the entire Kate Beckinsale thing is real.
I don't get it.
They're out.
They're out?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were at Madison Square Garden together yesterday watching the New York Rangers hockey game.
Yeah.
So Kate and Pete sitting on a tree.
Sitting on a tree.
Or
screaming at guys as they go back, kill my mother!
Well, there was some of that, but the rest of the time they were photographed canoodling at the game, holding hands when leaving the game together. Things like that. The game could have passed them by. They were just smooching in the seats.
I would be, too, if I was with her. Are you kidding? If
you
she
would.
Wouldn't slap me in the face for trying to canoodle with her.
Actually, Pete would probably just knock you out.
I'm just going to be crude right here.
Pete's going to knock you out. What?
The sex must be good.
Oh,
the sex must be good.
You don't know
Why
that.
Would she be hanging out with a kid that's young enough to be her
kid? Well, why is he hanging out with her? 20-year difference.
No. You got to understand how guys think.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That's a total fantasy. Yeah, he's living a total fantasy. Somebody as hot as Kate Beckinsale and the fact that she's an older, more experienced woman. Oh, yeah. That's a huge turn-on for a kid that's 25.
So he doesn't... He's 25.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind being considered a boy toy. She doesn't mind being considered a cougar.
By the way, boys don't mind being boy toys. I'm just telling you, we're that big of a pig.
That's true.
We don't mind
that
being a boy toy.
That is true.
The sex must be good.
Pigs look way too good compared to some man. Did you know Kate's daughter is also 20?
Really?
Yeah, so there's a 5-year difference in her and her boy.
Well, you know what?
Her man boy.
You know what I'm thinking? When mom gets worn out,
jeez.
Move on to the daughter.
Oh, Lordy geez. Hashtag, I'm so sorry. Hashtag, yes, he's a pig.
Yeah, I'm a pig. I'd like to be somebody's boy toy. Anyway.
Hey, guess who else are doing each other? Again.
Who else are doing each other?
Ben and Shookus.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Ben and Lindsay Shookus.
Are they back?
They've been rumored to be seeing each other again since last August when they split. Ben went to rehab.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm sorry, he went to Jack in the Box, then went
then
to rehab.
Then went to rehab.
And then went to Jack in the Box when it came out.
Yeah, right.
They now appear to have made their reunion red carpet official on Sunday.
Jeez.
They actually hit the red carpet together at the premiere of Ben's new film in New York City.
He's making movies again?
Evidentially
wow.
so.
Kind of surprised somebody would actually have him make a movie, but all right, I got that. Okay.
Well, he was on the Today Show this morning. He credits ex Jen Garner.
Yeah.
Well, he credits her for being a great mother to their three kids.
Aw.
He didn't mention anything about her being a great mother to him and driving him to rehab through the Jack in the Box drive-thru. Come on, Ben.
I wonder if she was a great mother to Matt Damon, too. Makes you wonder.
Huh.
You know?
Maybe.
You know, they were married for a while. Matt and Ben, they hang. I mean, they've always
yes.
So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys get your feet off the furniture or, you know, something like that.
If Matt Damon would talk.
He won't talk.
No. He broke code.
He didn't even go to the Oscars this year. He was in Australia down under at his other house. Shopping at the Walmart. Because you can do that in Australia when you're a celebrity. They don't care. They're not starstruck. I think that's wrong. I think they would care if it was a Kardashian. But other than that, if you're not a Kardashian in Australia, forget it.
I guess.
All right. Well, golly.
Damn it.
Where did the time go?
This is time that you'll never get back in your life.
True, for sure. All right, don't forget hashtag Halle Berry, who is also of Kate Beckinsale's age, but not dating anybody 20 years or her junior that I am aware of, anyway.
That you're aware of.
Yeah. I think her trainer is like in his 30s. So I'm just saying. Check out her Instagram.
She has been known to dally.
You know what? I don't know that firsthand because she's never dallied
with
me.
You.
And with that, I guess it's time to go.
With that, it's all the, you know, all the who cares sex news for today.
Yeah, they're having the sex. All right, we're out of here. Back with you again mañana. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.